They just joined.
Okay, I'll let the clerk know. Okay, I'm going to call the appropriations meeting back to order, September 25th. The time is 2:10 p.m. Clerk, can we do a roll call, please?
And roll with it. Congressman King.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
There's all kinds of. There's a bunch of.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebar.
Present. Okay, thank you, clerk. So the next item on our agenda is item number 8, ONCA 2073, an act to provide an appropriation to the mental school for FY21 in the amount of $216,547. And so this was postponed last week. And so I'm open for discussion on this bill.
Second speaker.
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Big Horse, yes. This dollar amount, this is their, is this their occupancy reimbursement?
Yes, Congressman, the $200,000, if I think it includes their occupancy and space cost. Well, that's what's kind of still, if you remember in our meeting last week, there was a motion to include $1 million under professional fees, and then it was withdrawn. And then there was a second motion to add $450,000, and then that motion failed. So I think we're back at the original, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct, clerk?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. So I think the discussion today would be what amount, if any, we put in the professional fees.
It's currently at $800,000.
Okay, I thought, I'm sorry, clerk, I thought that that motion was withdrawn.
No, that one was voted on and passed, and then there was a motion to amend that down to $450,000, and it failed. So it remains at $800,000.
Okay, thank you. Okay, committee, so currently we have $800,000 in their professional fees.
Chairwoman Rivard.
Madam Chair, Congressman Big Horse.
Go ahead, sir.
I recall the dialogue from yesterday, and it went from one extreme to the other. My personal feeling, and this is just my personal feeling, you know, we wouldn't be sitting here today had it not been for this Minerals Council that voted for us to establish a government so that one man, one woman had a vote and could participate in the government. And they also, our Constitution carved them out as a independent agency. Right now they're in this tribe is being attacked on several fronts, and this is just one of them that they have been fighting, I know, since before 2010, somewhere about there. And even the United States government backed out on them, and they continued on, and they won this case. And to not fund them for their continued litigation over this wind farm, it would be an atrocity to me. That's what a lot of this litigation money is going for, and that's why I'm speaking in favor of it. So that's all I have to say. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Are there any other comments?
Chairwoman Revard?
Yes, sir, Congressman Keene.
Just to refresh, so we actually voted on the 400 to reduce from the 800 to 450,000. Was that correct?
Yes, we voted, but the motion failed. So we're at 800,000 currently.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments?
Yeah.
I'm confused. I thought it was 450.
Chairwoman.
Go ahead, RJ.
The speaker made the motion to reduce, and the committee voted it down. It was a tie vote. It was 3-3. So takes a majority to pass an amendment. And I agree with Congressman Big Horse, not funding them or not backing them on this would be an atrocity. And I don't believe anybody supports that notion. It's just, I feel like it's my duty to fund them adequately to get through this fiscal year and still meet the other needs and requirements that we are faced with from a programmatic standpoint, our revolving funds, direct benefit services, so on and so forth. I mean, it's just hard for me to imagine that they're going to spend $800,000 in the next year on this. I mean, I feel like they'll have a hard time getting into district court more than once. And anyway, we can't talk too much because we start getting into stuff that needs to be discussed in executive session. But that's why I supported the reduction yesterday. It was based on what information that I've been given about how much they think that they will actually need next year. And it fell 3-3. I would expect a floor amendment, and the Congress will vote on it. And if it's $800,000, then so be it. It's money well spent. It's just that much. It's that less that we have to fund everything else that we're looking at. That's all.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Walker. Any other comments from the committee?
Second Speaker, this is Brandy.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Second Speaker. So, based on all the comments I've listened to, do we want to make some movement as a dupe? I mean, what kind of movement are we going to make? Do we want to make here? Do we want to make a due pass, or do we want to make a no recommendation? Because we have some that feel that 450 is going to possibly be sufficient enough, maybe. Some that feel that 800,000 is sufficient enough. You know, I'm not opposed to either of them, honestly. I really want to look at what we've said on other areas is that, you know, maybe we could start with this amount at 450 and reassess. We're going to be reassessing a lot of things concerning even our distribution possibly. So I don't see what the harm would be to, you know, fund it at a lower amount now. I can't imagine that anyone here would want us to not be able to support the Minerals Council in their endeavors as future mineral holders. All of us, you know, most of us may be. So kind of along the same lines as exact same lines that Congressman Walker said, you know, there'll probably be a floor amendment either, or we send this out the door with a recommendation, or we send it with no recommendation because our committee was split last week. So I'm just ready to make some movement on it either way.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Just a comment, you know, I think we invited the Minerals Council to come and to visit with us, and what we heard from their chair was $1 million. And when Congressman Walker asked her what would be the minimum amount, she stated 800,000. And since then, I guess we're receiving some information otherwhere or from other folks, but I'm just going to stick with what the minerals asked for, and that was 800,000. And I'm open to, you know, make some movement and get it on the floor of Congress. And I believe everybody's been listening in to our meetings. So I'd entertain some type of a motion from our committee just to. Right now, it is at 800,000.
So I'll put a motion out there. We'll see if it gets a second. Motion to report. Sorry, I don't have the bill number in front of me. Somebody help me out here.
It's 2073.
2073 to Congress with no recommendation.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? I have a question.
I will.
When you report to Congress with no recommendation, does that mean the 800 is still within the bill, or it is not?
The bill's still there at 800,000, yes. It just means the committee didn't have a recommendation on how to move forward with it. That's my understanding.
Okay, is there any more discussion?
Chairwoman.
Yes, go ahead, Congressman.
Yeah, I'm going to vote no for no recommendation. I think we've considered this bill and this appropriation amount two or three, if not four times. Stated earlier, if it makes it through the floor amendment process, and it's still at $800,000, I'm going to vote yes. If it's at $450,000 or $600,000 or whatever, I will also vote yes. but to me, it just, there needs to be extenuating circumstances for a committee to do the work and then not report to Congress with a recommendation. So I'm going to vote no for no recommendation, and if it fails, then I'm going to assert a motion to pass as it do pass.
Second Speaker, this is Brandy.
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman.
Thank you. Thank you, Congressman Walker. I just threw the motion out there. I'm also a no vote for it, but being that we were split, I agree with you. We've done the work, and we're not going to come to an agreement on, this committee's not going to come to an agreement on an amount, and I agree I'm going to support this piece of legislation also. So I just was trying to get some movement going, so I'm glad that we're headed down that road.
Okay, so clerk, I guess we do a roll call.
Okay. Congressman Bickford.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman King?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebar?
No.
Motion failed.
Motion to report out ONCA 2073 to Congress with the due pass recommendation. Is this a committee substitute, or should the motion be as amended? Madam Clerk.
As amended.
Is it all in here?
I think so, as amended.
Second, this is Brandy.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman King?
Yes.
Congressman Bickford?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebar?
Yes. Okay, thank you, committee. So the next item on our agenda is ONCA 2082, an act to authorize the IDC programs or IDC departments and tribal works to expend monies appropriated through 2021 appropriation bills. This is, the sponsor is Congressman Walker.
Okay, well, thanks, Chairwoman. I, based on my discussions with you and also with Mr. Gill, this bill is ready to go, and there are no changes or amendments that I'm aware of. The IDC decision regarding professional fees doesn't apply to this budget. This is just what it says. This is an authorization to spend. It's not an appropriation bill. All I've got at this time.
Okay, would the committee entertain a motion to postpone?
Chair Rivard?
Yes, sir.
I have a number of amendments for this bill. Apparently there was some miscommunication. Can I go ahead?
Yes, sir.
Okay, these are amendments for the tribal development budget, section 57. On page 54, line 2453, strike $345,071, insert $407,531. On page 54, line 2454, strike $345,071, insert $407,531. On page 54, line 2458.5, strike $345,071, insert $407,531. On page 54, insert at line 2463 for travel, $10,000. On page 54, insert at line 2464, operations expense, $25,960. On page 54, insert at line 2465, conferences and special meetings, insert $2,000. On page 54, insert at line 2466, rental equipment and maintenance, insert $12,000. On page 54, insert at line 2467, occupancy, insert $2,500. And finally, on page 54, insert at line 2473, equipment acquisition, insert $10,000. Please adjust totals accordingly. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Keene.
Second for discussion.
Yes, we have this, we have that amendment in an email, and that amendment, Mr. Keene, would probably be, it's in ONCA 2076. And I think the confusion might have been tribal works, but that's tribal development in ONCA 2076. But the amendments are already ready. And so, does the committee have any action on ONCA 2082 at this time?
I withdraw my second. I'm lost and confused.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Jordan.
There was a new budget submitted for compliance, which is an IDC program. So the committee may want to consider amending that budget. It was a reduction, I believe, to the wages, employee benefits lines, and then there was a slight increase or a $2,000 increase to the operations expense line. And I can get something ready to give to a member of the committee so that they can propose that amendment if you would like me to.
Congressman Walker, are you okay with that?
Yes, and I apologize. I saw that correspondence and I forgot about it. I would be willing to table this bill and move to the next one if Jordan could work on that amendment.
Okay.
Pull this to the table if we have time.
Okay, that'd be great.
Chairwoman Reeve.
Table. ONCA 20.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second to table. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you. And Jordan, when you get that together, please send it to Congressman Walker's. Congressman Walker, do you want it sent to your congressional email, personal, or both?
Either, but both is fine. And I'm fine with it being sent to all of the committee.
Okay, thank you.
That way we have it, you know.
Okay. So the next item on our agenda is ONCA 2076. And this is to provide an appropriation to the executive branch. And so we are open for discussion.
Chairwoman Rivard.
Yes, sir, Mr. King.
What I said should have applied to this, correct?
Yes, sir.
Do I need to read it again or is it okay?
I don't know, clerk, is it okay since he's already read it and he's got an email that we can, you've received the email on the amendments, I believe.
I do not have a copy of the amendment, and if he will send it to me, that to you how to move forward.
Okay, so Congressman Keene, why don't you forward the amendment to Shanna, and she can send those to the committee.
Okay, I just did.
And if, okay, thank you. And I believe that's in, what section is that?
That is section 57. Page 54.
Okay, thank you. So I believe this was sent over to us and without operational costs. And since then, the executive has resubmitted a budget to capture those costs. And so that's the amendment that Congressman King just relayed to us. So it is an increase if you want to talk about your amendment, Mr. King.
Yes, thank you, Chairwoman Rivard. It is an increase to $407,531. So, hang on just a sec. The previous budget, budgeted amount was $345,071. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you. Yes, go ahead.
Congressman King, did I hear you say earlier they just failed, or I don't mean that to come across bad, but there were no operations expense? Is that it? Because I see the breakdown, and I see the corresponding increase from 345 to 407. Is that it?
Yes, Congressman Walker. They just forgot to include those various operating costs, equipment, and those other line items in their budget. So these changes cover that.
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
It's Casey. So you and I have had a little bit of this discussion. The executive branch budget, the total budget, off the one page, should not have gone up. This was already baked into that number, but for whatever reason, through the change in the software and whatnot, it X'd in the program, the individual program, it X'd all of those numbers out and only provided the salaries. So all the operational costs, for some reason, all went to zero. So when you look at the individual budget, it, you know, it only had like 300,000 or something like that in it. And it should not change the overall budget request for the executive branch. It will only change the amount shown in this program for this department. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes, that makes sense to me. Jordan or I think we're keeping our snapshot up to date with any amendments. And I think that probably did increase the snapshot on our side on that falls in the front of 2076. Did it cause an increase, Jordan?
I'm sorry, which budget are you referencing? I was putting that amendment together to send to the committee, so I didn't catch the full conversation.
That's okay. We were talking about tribal development, and I think the DO is stating that the amount that was sent up in the chief's one-page executive branch summary, he said, was included. Those numbers were included in that. But in our snapshot on the front of our bill in 2076, it would have caused an increase. Is that correct?
pretty much change that.
Yes, ma'am, it would affect that. Those are, it's adjusted in real time whenever we update a budget on the back end. It changes that front page.
Okay, thank you. So did you get the amendment sent then?
For IDC compliance, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody have any other questions for Congressman Keene regarding his amendment? Okay, Clark, do you have his amendment? Are you good?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Keene. Are there any other amendments to 2076?
Madam Chair,
have you voted on this?
Did vote on it.
Oh, we have to vote? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Congressman Keene, you want to make a motion?
I make a motion to approve the amendments for Section 57, Tribal Development, out of Bill ONCA 2076.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes. Board. Oh. Go ahead, Mr. Walker.
I'm not trying to get us tripped up on technicalities, but I thought the motion had been made and seconded, and we were in discussion.
Clerk?
But.
The motion was made initially during the discussion of 2082. The second was withdrawn. When we got to 2076, we went directly into the discussion of it, but we did not actually reassert the motion into the second. So we have just now done that, and we are ready to vote whenever discussion is complete.
Is that okay, Congressman Walker?
Yes, whatever. Yeah, like long we vote on, let's get this done. Yes.
Okay, thank you. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? If not, all those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank
you. Chairwoman.
Yes.
Jordan sent me and the rest of the committee the amendment regarding compliance. I forwarded that to the clerk. So at this time, I move that Section 7 IDC compliance, line 297, salaries and wages strike 186, 826, and insert 130, 645. Line 298, employee benefits and payroll taxes, strike 51,072, and insert 34,840. Line 300, operations expense, strike 9,953 and insert 11,953 and adjust totals accordingly.
Second, Brandy.
Okay, so we have a motion from Congressman Walker, second from Brandy, Congresswoman Lemon. So I just want everybody on the committee to know that we're now talking about ONCA 20-82, Section 7 IDC compliance.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I see that now. we'll have to go back.
Okay. Okay, so you're going to withdraw. We'll go back. Okay.
I was just trying to make Billy feel better, is all.
Well, you did. Okay. Does anybody have anything else on ONCA 2076 at this time?
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Motion to amend ONCA 2076 to insert the budget for the meat processing plant in the amount of $1,610,940 and adjust sections and totals accordingly.
So moved. This is second. This is Brandy.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Clerk, are you ready? Okay, we're going to wait on the clerk and then we'll do a roll call.
Whenever you're ready.
Clerk, we're ready if you want to do a roll call.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lennon.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congressman Bickford.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebar.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Are there any other amendments to 2076?
Chairwoman.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think we need to talk about the scholarship amount.
Okay. What section is that?
I am.
Oh, let's see.
For that right now.
I think it's, okay, I see it. It's section 34, page 31.
In there.
Hello, how are you?
Section 30. Okay, so got $8.7 million in there for it. $1,450,000 is for direct assistance, which is the scholarships and the other, you know, award programs that are associated with, and then a $250,000 amount for professional fees. I had to click out a couple things earlier and reopen. Okay, so I'm looking, I've got the revolving fund balances report pulled up. And then I compared that to the latest higher education scholarship report from Scholarship America. And similarly, along the same lines that Congresswoman Stabler showed us in her report or graph that she showed earlier, it looks like the scholarship amounts are running pretty flat as far as appropriations or what's needed for appropriation this year versus last year and the previous year. And going off of Scholarship America's report, it looks like that amount is about, I don't want to say give or take, you know, but it's around $8.2 million per year. So let's say 8.3 for, you know, an extra $100,000 to be on the safe side. Okay, so if that's the case, And these are just, again, we can only use the numbers that are in front of us that we've been provided. Well, if that's the case, and if we have remaining in the fund, according to the revolving fund balances report, we have $8,869,657 remaining. It shows spent this calendar year, $969,279. So let's just call that a million. Well, if that's the case, and we're spending around $8.3 million a year, and we've seen a pretty steady trend, I think it would be a reasonable expectation to expect the same this year. Granted, it's been pointed out, during times of financial crisis, or in this case, a pandemic, more people tend to go to school because maybe they don't have a job. I think that may balance out with people not wanting to go to school because of the pandemic. But anyway, point and counterpoint my own self. But on the other hand, there's so many virtual opportunities out there available. So before I get lost in my own head here, let me get back to the numbers. So if we're showing an 8.869, let's call that $9 million minus a million, so we're at $8 million. No, that doesn't apply. The $1 million that we've spent this calendar year, if you'll assume, and I know everybody can say about assume what that actually means, but based on estimates, trends, it would appear that we would need $7.3 million to get us through the school year, the calendar year. But there's an $8.7 million request. I want to stop there for just a minute and let somebody else chime in, maybe following this. But guys, what do the numbers, just using those, what do the numbers show you? Has anybody else, I'm not trying to call you up, but what are some of the calculations that others have? Because it appears to me that we have an inflated request based on need. And I don't want to be accused of reducing the scholarships that are provided to our students, but under the circumstances, I think that we need to appropriate an amount based on need and pad it some to make sure that we do get through the year, not try to get down to the penny. But, man, it appears to me that we've got quite a bit more in there than we need.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Jordan.
I just would like to remind the committee that a $4 million drawdown was missing from the report that they're looking at. So it's actually $4.8 million remaining in the Higher Education Scholarship Fund, not $8.8
million. Right, yeah. And then there's that, too. I was going to get to that in my notes. But thank you, Jordan, for that. Exactly.
Okay, so then the 4.8 then that's sitting in the higher ed revolving fund, are they saying that that money will take us through the end of December because it's based on, this isn't based on a calendar year, right? It's based on the school year?
So my answer to that would be, that 4.8 and whatever we appropriate during this session needs to get us through the rest of this semester, next spring, summer, and the fall of next year.
Okay, second speaker.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so that's barring no change in any type of legislation or how the monies are awarded, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so kind of talk. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah, go ahead. I'm just trying. I'm kind of just thinking. Go ahead, Congressman, really.
Okay, so if we've already spent $900 million this calendar year, based on trends, you know, we're spending about a little over $4 million per semester. There's 4.8 currently in the fund. We've already spent $1 million. That would appear that we need about $3 million, a little bit more, say 3.5, to get us through this semester. So that's going to leave a little over $1 million, closer to 1.5, let's just say $1 million. And then we have 8.7 requested. So that would be $9.7 million remaining in the fund to get us through the spring, summer, and next fall. Based on the trends and the estimates, that is, we just wanted to get down to the numbers. That would appear that we are over appropriated to have more in the fund than we need by, oh gosh, at least $1.5 million. And I'll say I'm not prepared and I'm not going to assert a $1.5 million reduction, but those are the rough numbers that I see based on the information that's been provided.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Walker. Treasurer Littleton, do you want to comment on our calculations?
I think Congressman Walker's right on with his thought there. As far as, you know, trying to estimate who all's going to take advantage of the scholarship fund, you know, it's hard to do. I can't see a trend in historical documents that show an increase, but we've never lived in this type of situation before. So I'd have to yield that he is on the right track as far as his thought process.
Okay, thank you, sir. Any other comments from the committee?
This is Brandy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so did I hear I had some stuff going on in the background here, and I apologize. Did I hear Congressman Walker say he's not going to assert a motion for a reduction?
I think I heard him say that he would entertain the reduction. Is that right, Congressman Walker?
I'm sorry, there was a little background noise when you were saying. I said that I'm not going to make a motion to reduce it by as much as $1.5 million. I think that would be risky. But I am willing to make a motion to reduce. And conservatively, safely, I think that number is somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million.
Okay, well, thank you, Congressman Walker. I think that's a big range, but is there a reason why you wouldn't reduce by 1.5 if the treasurer agrees that your calculation is on point?
Well, and I mentioned earlier, that's quite a long time from now, talking about funding for next fall school year or semester. And And again, I've stated this earlier, I find myself right in the middle of this discussion, it seems like every year. And I have learned that not only can it be risky, but it can come back and try to, and bite you in the butt if you try to get right down to, I'm going to say, a dollar amount. I mean, these are big numbers, but if you try to get too close and just hit it right close to on the head, I would, again, those are calculations. It appears to be around $1.5 million. If somebody wanted to make that motion, I would probably go along with it. I might make an amendment to that amendment to reduce it to maybe 1.25. But at the end of the day, I would vote for that reduction. I just, for my comfort level, I think $1 million would be a reasonable amount. And to me, it would safely and securely ensure that we got enough in the fund to get us through next fall.
This is Brandy.
Okay. Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Second Speaker. I appreciate all of your dialogue, Congressman Walker, and you know, the crunching of the numbers and looking at it in the way that you did, as far as based on a needs, you know, assessment on what they're currently getting funded at. And I've said it many times, and I'm going to probably say it many more. I'm about finding ways right now that are difficult topics to discuss, and, you know, people's feelings are, you know, in on this, and, you know, get really, you know, some emotions play in it, that we're taking one from others, and we're taking from these people and taking from those people, and we're supposed to all be in this together. So I'm naturally, like I said, going to be for any type of conservative fiduciary spending that we can look at. And if that means that we can get a reduction in the scholarship amount based on the dialogue that you provided, I would personally like to see it a higher number, and yet you know that, and I'm sure other people know that. I would like to see that the award amount is less at this point, because like I said in my long rant last week, there's nothing wrong for asking people to take a little bit less so that we all can, you know, have conservative spending at this point. And so I'm happy with a reduction. Absolutely. I'll assert a motion for, you know, I would personally like for it to be more, but the committee may not feel that way. And I just kind of want to see how the committee feels about reducing the award amount. You know, I mean, granted, it would be the total amount that we appropriate, but it would possibly reduce the award amount if we went over the 1.5 million or 1.4 million that Congressman Walker walked us through earlier. I want us to have that discussion. But if others don't want to speak up, I completely understand, because it's tough.
Madam Chair.
Well, thank you, Congressman Lemon. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I just want to say this. Listen, I am not opposed to changing the award amount if we have to. But if we're talking about finding over $1 million in reductions because it was overfunded, that kind of changes my point of view on it quite a bit. I would be interested in reducing the amount that it's overfunded, thereby helping, you know, in other areas of our budget. And I, you know, if we need to cut the award amount, I would totally be fine with that. But if we have located, you know, this amount of money that it's overfunded, will that amount help us? That's my question.
Thank you, Congresswoman Shaw. Any other comments from our committee?
Chairwoman Revard?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd be comfortable with a 1.5 million reduction. So it'd go down to 7.2. As RJ eloquently stated, that we think we have enough money in there to not disrupt the short-term forecast. And I mean, we got to make hard decisions. So I'd be comfortable with that amount right now. Or if the committee wants to do more, I'm all ears. So thank you.
Any other committee members?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Yes, I have heard Congressman Walker debate this issue. Well, for 4 years as assistant chief, and here the past couple of years also, I always found him to be pretty darn close to the figures that he would present and how much we were overfunding the rollover. And it seemed like, you know, of course, we were in better times back then. So, you know, it was proper to, you know, to leave that money in there. But we're having tough times right now. And Congressman Walker, I understand everything that you're saying. And I'm because of this pandemic and the situation that we're in, I think you're right on the spot. And I'm going to stand behind you, sir.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. So, Congressman Walker, do I understand then the reduction would come out of the direct assistance amount in Section 34, page 31?
Correct, yeah. And I did just have kind of a parliamentary question about that. I'm working on an amendment right now. So, if you just look at the bill, on page 13, or on line 1395 and 1396, there's an $8,700,000 amount and $1,400. I just wonder if I were just to use that amount and then say adjust totals accordingly, would that apply down here on page or line 1412.5 under direct assistance? At $8,450,000, I almost feel like I need to apply the same reduction to just that line item. That way, we don't risk reducing the professional fees line item. Parliamentarian or anyone else care to chime in on that?
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Jordan.
Well, the administration fees per our contract with Scholarship America will exceed $250,000. They're around $264,000 under the new contract. But if you'll notice in the paragraph above that describes what this legislation does, it says that it appropriates the sum of $8,700,000 to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund from the general fund in the Treasury. And my understanding is that with that revolving fund, the Treasurer can pay whatever needs to be paid toward administration fees as long as it follows Osage law. So it's broken out in here, but I don't know what the legal implication of that is. Because again, our fees to the administrator will exceed $250,000, but it's my understanding that since this entire appropriation goes into the Higher Education Scholarship Fund, the treasurer can pay whatever he needs to pay to the administrator, regardless of how it's broken out. But that might be a question for Trey.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Congressman Walker, did that answer your question about the direct assistance, though?
Yeah, it does. It really makes me feel like I could just list lines 1385 and 1386, which is in the title, and reduce or amend that amount and adjust totals accordingly, and it would then adjust the amounts in the spreadsheet accordingly.
Okay.
Madam Clerk, how will that work for you if I send it that way?
That would be fine.
So, just a comment. So, Jordan, are you saying that we do not have a good amount, an accurate amount under professional fees? Is that based off of the language in the contract?
Yes, ma'am. $250,000 would not be sufficient to cover the costs to our third-party administrator.
Well, I think if that's the case, we need to probably address that line item, too. I don't know how the committee feels, but I'd rather it be based on data support and facts than anything else.
Chairwoman Revard?
Yes, sir.
Is there an impending motion to lower the amount? Is there an amendment proposed? We were trying to hear, but the AC was loud in here, so we couldn't hardly hear.
No, not yet. I think Congressman Walker is working on his amendment at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, committee, so along those, help me out here. I'm drafting an amendment. Let's just say if I was going to make an amendment to attempt to reduce it by $1 million even, would you feel better if I made it $1,014,000 and then apply that $14,000 to the professional fees in line 1411?
I think I would feel better. I wish you'd reduce it by 1.5, but yes, I think we ought to address the professional fees for sure. How's the other committee feel?
Well, even...
I agree with the 14,000 or whatever that was there. Naturally, I would like to see 1.25 or 1.5, but, you know, I mean, we're looking at his calculations and, you know, looking at the needs. So I'm not there yet on, you know, managing it as far as award amount. So wouldn't right now anyways. I think that to make it clean, as second speaker likes to say. Yeah, go forth, RJ.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I was a little bit off. It's not 264,000. They charge a quarterly fee of $64,650. So annually, that adds up to $258,600, but they also charge us additional fees for reports and things of that nature, and inevitably each year we request something that costs us extra. So it's almost certain that administrative fees will be more than $258,600. So you might want to go a little bit north of that.
Okay, thank you, Jordan.
Okay, along those lines, and guys and gals, embarrassingly, didn't we recently, that was addressed somewhat recently, did we change that provision in law, or did it stay the same?
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Jordan.
Yes, sir. ONCA 2061 adjusted the legal amount that could be paid to the third party administrator of the Higher Education Scholarship Fund. I believe before, I don't remember what the original amount was, but now it's set to $280,000. That's the maximum that can be paid to the third party administrator. It was $250,000, the clerk said.
Oh yeah, that bill I sponsored. Okay, yeah, I recall that. That's right. Well, let's make it 280 then, committee. How do you feel about that?
I feel good about that.
Guys, want to indulge me just a few minutes? Either you guys can tell a story or talk about something else. Time to draft up this amendment and get it sent over to the clerk. Or we could recess for...
You guys want to recess until 3:30? Does that sound good?
Motion to recess till 3:30.
Second.
Oh.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't hear.